Right now, Wisconsin Public Television kicks off its 10th season of Director's Cut this evening. The program features independent films that have a connection to Wisconsin.
Pete Schwabba is with us to give us a preview of the films that are going to be showing this year. He's the host of Director's Cut, as well as an actor, director, and stand-up comedian. Pete, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
So we live in this era right now where we have films all over the place. We can watch it on Netflix, premium movie channels, old-fashioned movie theaters. So why do you think it's important that a show like Director's Cut about Wisconsin exists?
I'll tell you why. And first of all, I just want to say that, yes, this is our 10th season, so we've officially outlasted Cheers and Seinfeld.
Wow.
When it comes to the amount of seasons, if I can pat us on the back for a minute.
But congrats, yeah.
Look out, Simpsons.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a long, we got a long way to go there, but I think it's important because a lot of our films do have a connection to Wisconsin, and frankly, a lot of them are on such a small budget, in many cases, where you won't even have a chance to see them in theaters or on TV or even on Netflix. And it's to the point where the market has so many movies, you know, all those outlets are flooded. So, you know, and you'll see films like on Director's Cut that are only an hour long that won't have a chance to broadcast on other networks. And also the local angle definitely helps.
Yeah, talk about the kind of connections with Wisconsin that we've seen on films over the years on Director's Cut.
Well, it really varies. I mean, we have films that were shot in Wisconsin that kind of showcase Wisconsin. We had a film shot in Baraboo a few years ago called Into the Wake. Just had beautiful, stunning photography of that area. We have directors that didn't film film in Wisconsin but are from here. It really varies. It's kind of interesting because it's not limiting either. Like, we have a couple films this year, I think, that have no connection to Wisconsin. But whenever we can, we try to find that connection, you know.
So Director's Cut, you said, has been around going on 10 years now. What's changed about the film industry in Wisconsin? Is it picking up?
You know, I wish I could say it is. There's an excellent community of filmmakers in Wisconsin. There's a great community in Madison, in Milwaukee, and even up north. I think how it's changed is that for a while, the filmmaking incentives were being considered here. They're not now. So I think a show like Director's Cut, which is so unique, and you don't associate a state like Wisconsin with having this kind of cool show about indie filmmaking. I think we should have incentives here. I think we do need to draw more businesses to Wisconsin to shoot films because it's good for an economy, it's good for the arts and culture, and you've got a show like Director's Cut to help you promote them.
And Pete, tell us a little more about the format of the show. You don't just press play and we watch the movie.
Right. Well, Director's Cut is typically it's 25 to 30 minutes long. I interview the director of the film, of a certain film, and then after the interview, during the interview, we kind of intersperse it with clips from the film. I talk to the director about their process, the movie, experiences they had filming the film, and then Director's Cut Presents plays the film in its entirety right after the interview.
And let's dig a little bit into the season. We've got one coming up called The Bear and the Owl. And this is a clip from that first film that's going to be aired. And it's a documentary about a young girl with a rare illness and a stranger who becomes her pen pal. Here's a listen.
It wasn't a typical card that you'd normally see in the mail with just typical address on it. It would have like a bird on it or a bear or something, or the bear would be made out of like a thumbprint. And then all of a sudden after the first one, second one, I thought, wow, what's going on here? You know, and then I found out that she was really sick and stuff, and then the cards just kept coming and coming and stuff. So, you know, it was a highlight of my day kind of to see the cards.
Tell us a little more, Pete, about The Bear and the Owl. Now that premieres, that's in the premiere episode tonight. Tell us a little more about that story.
Yeah, that was a film that just kind of blew me away because, like you just heard in the clip, this guy who is a superintendent of schools and a father of three sends this girl he doesn't know a card, and then what he does after that is just stunning. It's a film, you watch the film, and when it's over, you're like, man, I have to be a better person. I have to do more. It's very uplifting and inspirational film, and I don't want to say too much to ruin it, but it's just a really inspiring story.
Can you tell us a little more about the origin of that one or the people behind it?
Well, the people behind it, they're a team, Mark Davis and Jan Jensen. They're a married couple. One of the main characters is Jane's father, and he's the one who used to make these ornate, decadent get-well cards for this young girl. And so we had really good insights into one of our characters, and it was he kind of is the inspiration for the film, as well as the young girl, Joni. And in fact, I recently hosted a Q&A at the Wisconsin Film Festival after one of these screenings, and they were both there, and it was just a kick.
Well, that one's a documentary. Let's move on to a narrative film now. This is Uncle John. We'll give a listen. This is a thriller about a murder in a small town.
I wanted to come by, though, and give you a heads up.
Heads up?
Yeah. When we had Danny in the squad car, he was going on about how he thinks Dutch has been murdered.
Right.
I don't know. He certainly has himself convinced, but somehow or another, he's naming you on it too, John.
Me? Huh.
Huh. So tell us a little bit about Uncle John, the small town thriller.
That's a great little film. There's something, ever since In the Heat of the Night, I've loved thrillers that take place in small towns. There's like a mysteriousness or... and Uncle John has that. The lead actor, I'm totally blanking on right now, but he's got a fantastic list of credits. Maybe you have it in front of you, but he's a great actor. He was in Midnight Run, Beverly Hills Cop, and he's just a terrific actor. And that's what's so great is when you see these guys that don't have a lot of money, they want to make a film in a small town, and you have these great actors that are willing to go. I lived through that. I made my own film and got people to come to my hometown in Wisconsin to make a movie. It's such a thrill. And then when you see them execute it, this movie is it's a narrative, which is kind of my background are narrative films. And it's great to see a narrative movie made for such a low budget and to see guys really pull it off. That's going to be a great one, too.
Do you think there's something about Wisconsin that does lend itself almost to the, I don't know, Wisconsin gothic sort of sensibility like you might see in Twin Peaks or Fargo?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've had enough kind of strange characters come from the state that lends itself to that. But I think there's something creepy about small towns in general if you kind of let your imagination wander. And certainly Uncle John has those. And the actor's name is John Ashton. He's a really good actor, and he does a great job. And there is a character actor in that film who's actually in Fargo, too. So it's funny you mentioned Fargo.
We're talking to Pete Schwabe. He's the host of Wisconsin Public Television's Director's Cut. It debuts its 10th season tonight with another series of films, mostly with a connection to Wisconsin. Back to documentaries now. This is another one on the schedule. Scout's Honor, Inside a Marching Brotherhood. Here's a clip.
Drum Corps is basically, as I describe it to people, it's like professional marching band. It's a marching band show, just like a high school marching band competes. You know, we go and we compete and we learn a show. The difference is we spend 2.5 months on the road doing it every single day, whereas a quote-unquote normal marching band, you know, do a couple, three rehearsals a week. And so we get things to a much, much, much higher level than a high school or a college could.
Clip there from Scout's Honor, Inside a Marching Brotherhood. And it's one of those areas, I think, Pete, where you think you don't expect there to be such intensity behind the story of this kind of like a marching band.
Well, I didn't expect there to be the intensity. I didn't even know this kind of subculture existed. And that's one of the things I love about documentary films. Like the things you learn or take away from them. These are guys high school, college age, but it's not a high school band. It's not a college band. It's competitive marching. And they pay money to be part of it, and they really just throw their hearts into it. And it's another one that's really inspiring. And it's when the director was on the show, he kept talking about a brotherhood, and you definitely see that exists there. And it's just one of those things that, like I said, I didn't know this world existed. So it's fun to kind of go into that world.
Is this a world you'd watching this want to be part of, or does it look too intense? I was in marching band, but I understand drum corps is a whole other level.
That's true. It's true. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, look, I taught myself to play the guitar, so I feel bad for anybody who has to listen to me. So I'm probably not the guy to ask that question.
So, Pete, what else are you looking forward to coming up this season?
Well, we've got another film called Alley Cat, which is great, another narrative about competitive bike racing in Chicago at night. That was kind of and you talk about creepy small towns. This is through the streets of Chicago, and a lot of them are desolate. There's some really good photography in that film. Another great film called From Mass to the Mountain, about a priest from Ripon, Wisconsin, who has been in Panama for almost 30 years and kind of is single-handedly building infrastructure in a region of Panama so that people have drinking water and a more livable community, very inspiring. And then another documentary called Deep Time about the oil boom in North Dakota. So, yeah, just great films. Every year I'm kind of blown away with what the producers put in front of me because they're all just really good films.
And Pete, remind us, when can we watch this?
Our first episode is tonight at 10 o'clock Wisconsin time.
And will this be on Milwaukee Public Television?
Yeah, this year we're on in Milwaukee, which is great because, as I mentioned before, we have, you know, there's such a great film community in Milwaukee, and we've had so many guests on from Milwaukee, but we can't, you know, they can't tell their friends they're on this show. And this season, I'm not sure what the air date will be, but we'll be on in Milwaukee. And I actually host a show on WTMJ now on Saturday afternoon, so I can kind of help promote it and build the film community a little bit there, too, because Wisconsin has, like I said, just a phenomenal group of filmmakers, and I'd love to see more of it happen here.
Pete, sounds like a great season. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, guys. A lot of fun.
That's Pete Schwabe, host of Wisconsin Public Television's Director's Cut program. The 10th season of that program premieres tonight on Wisconsin Public Television.